Listener Production.
G'day and welcome to the Darling Downs Local News. It's Dan McRae with you. I'll just take a look at the weather before we get into the news. Another cold start across the region with patches of frost around. In Toowoomba, we're coming up from a low of 5 to a top of 18 and sunny. 2 building to 21 in the South Burnett. And for the Maranoa, definitely some morning frost around, heading for 22 and sunny. Here's a look at what we're covering today, Tuesday, the 30th of May. The Kambuya War Memorial's been destroyed in a car crash. Police hit the road to prevent more fatalities. And Roma's new life flight base officially opens. Let's get into it. Firstly, the newly restored Kambuya War Memorial is lying in pieces after a car smashed into it over the weekend. Police say the crash occurred at around 6 a.m. on Saturday. They are investigating whether the 49-year-old man who was driving the car was under the influence. Meanwhile, police will be out in force across 19 southern region highways and motorways this week as the state's road toll hits over 100 lives lost. Assistant Commissioner Cherise Pond says police will be focusing on the fatal 5 across Ipswich, the Darling Downs and the southwest. She says 59 people have died in the southern region alone in the last year, 38% of those due to drink or drug driving.
But one life lost is one life too many. And as I have said, 90% of the crashes that we have had have been preventable if people had adhered to the fatal 5.
A vital rescue service has officially opened the doors of its new facility in Roma. Life Flight Rescue's new Roma hangar will be home to its own aeromedical service chopper and crew. The new base has been made possible by the federal government, the community and the Lee Family Group, a family-owned business that manages farming land and cattle. A $700,000 donation was also provided by an anonymous donor. Life Flight Foundation board chair Rob Borbidge says it's a huge win for the Maranoa.
It's absolutely vital. The fact that we've got a helicopter that can fly fast, it's got a long range, it's fully equipped, it's basically a flying intensive care ward, it means the difference in many occasions between life and death.
And proving you're never too old to try something new, a group of seniors in Toowoomba have inspired a nationwide rollout of a gymnastics program. All-Star Gymnastics in town have had huge success with their local Stronger Seniors program, helping build balance, strength and flexibility in the more venerable members of our community. Over to sport now, and Melino Finneranofo is the first Western Clydesdales player to get the call up to the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs as part of the feeder partnership. The strong carrying centre has been outstanding for the local club so far this year, notching 7 tries in 10 games. He'll join the Bulldogs in the NRL next year. Meanwhile, in the Toowoomba Hockey, it was the President's Cup time on the weekend. In the A1 women, it was Newtown taking on Past High. Newtown struck out to an early 2-0 lead and managed to hold on to the game, eventually winning 3-1. And in the men's, it was Red Lion taking Past High. The match ended in a draw, but Red Lion took the cup as they came in with the better record. And that's all your local news for now, but if there's a story we need to be covering, send us a message at southqldlocalnews@sca.com.au.